From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Bells, white smoke, and cheering crowds at the Vatican today. The Roman Catholic Church has a new leader. On their second day of voting, the 115 cardinals taking part in the conclave picked Joseph Ratzinger to be pope. He chose the name Benedict XVI. We'll hear more about Ratzinger in a few moments. First, to NPR's Emily Harris, who was out on St. Peter's Square today.
At first, it seemed no pope had been chosen during the afternoon round of balloting on the second day of the secret conclave to elect a new pope. Just past a quarter to six in the evening, distinctly black smoke rose from the Sistine Chapel. People in the crowd that had come to watch for the signal figured they'd be back tomorrow. But a few minutes later, more smoke poured from the chimney. This time it seemed to be white. More smoke came, even whiter. Excitement built across the crowd. It seemed sure a new pope had been chosen. But it took 10 minutes more for the confirmation with church bells, a new signal this year devised specifically to avoid confusion. The people didn't know who had been chosen, just that somebody had. When the announcement, "We have a pope," was officially made by the senior deacon of the College of Cardinals from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, the crowd let up a roar. Joseph Ratzinger of Germany was elected by his fellow cardinals. He chose the name Benedict XVI to use as pope. He came out on the balcony in his new white cassock and red cape and smiled at the cheering crowd. Ratzinger spoke briefly in Italian.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
dear brothers and sisters, after the great Pope John Paul II, the cardinals have elected me, a simple, humble worker in the vineyard of the Lord. The fact that the Lord can work and act even with insufficient means consoles me, and above all, I entrust myself to your prayers.
Then he gave a traditional blessing in Latin.
Et Spiritus Sancti descendat super vos et mania semper.
The new pope's brief remarks today gave little indication of his beliefs, but as Cardinal Ratzinger, he was well known among the Catholic faithful. He has served for nearly a quarter century in the Vatican as the powerful head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the office responsible for defending orthodoxy in Catholic life. He just turned 78, so isn't expected to serve as long as John Paul II did. He is likely to continue the previous pope's centralization of church authority. It remains to be seen how he'll connect with his flock.
My name is Peter. I'm a Catholic priest from Nigeria. Blessing. So he is a source of blessings. And we thank God for that, that we have yet another person that we shepherd the flock of God.
I'm Wendy Holloway, and I'm an American from Pennsylvania. I've lived here for 20 years, and I adored our past pope and was looking for something moving more to a pope with a larger vision in this world. He's about the most right-wing possibility, who's extremely interested in church doctrine and getting back to removing laity. And quite frankly, my heart sank when they announced him.
Italians have already taken to chanting the new pope's name.
Benedetto! Benedetto!
Emily Harris, NPR News, St. Peter's Square.